At 40 years of age, Avraham came to know his Maker and began to call out to the whole world with great fervor, informing them that there is but one God for the whole world, and He is the one to be worshipped. He would walk, gathering people as He went from city to city and from kingdom to kingdom.
There were many small countries there in Babylon.
Until thousands and tens of thousands joined him, and they are the people of the house of Avraham. He instilled this great tenet in their hearts and composed books about it, and thus the notion grew and intensified among the sons of Yaakov and those who accompanied them. And a nation that knew...
Something to add?
Yes, we would like to add passage number 17. It's written, the essence of creation and choice and the correction and corruption of the world all depend upon Israel. And in item number 19, Baal Sulam writes in the Arvut article, it is upon the Israeli nation to qualify itself and all the people of the world through Torah and Mitzvot to develop until they take upon themselves that sublime work of love of others, which is the ladder to the purpose of creation. It is written in the book of Zohar, it is written that opposite the 17 nations of the world, Israel were one nation. We'll read a quote from Henry Ford from his book, The International Jew, The Main Problem of the World.
He was a true big anti-Semite, and not simple. He was wise. It's been a long time that a Jew was accustomed to think of himself as the only owner of the humanity of the society. The society has a great demand against him for him to stop his uniqueness, for him to stop exploiting the world, and for him to start implementing the ancient prophecy, for through it all the nations upon earth will be blessed.